Dr. Dori Hargrove, and I'm the Elementary Specialization Coordinator and the Interim Director of the School of Education.
And basically, you have a $9,000 grant. Give me the nuts and bolts of what that grant is doing.
So the grant is a residency grant. It's a state grant. The state is supplying us money to help with the costs that are being incurred for doing a year-long residency. The year-long residency is where students will spend one full year in what we used to call student teaching. We now call it residency, where they're working in a classroom with a licensed teacher and they're learning about the daily life of a teacher and what teachers have to do every day. So they're getting a great deal more experience of how to run a classroom before they go out and have their own classroom after they graduate. So the grant is helping us with those costs that are associated with that, as far as giving stipends to cooperating teachers for all of their mentoring that they do, to help us with the supervising costs as well. We have some professional development that's been planned in the schools that our students will be part of, such as scholastic literacy. We have some grant money for that. We have grant money for looking at data on different grade levels for mathematics and coming up with what are the areas of need for certain students in mathematics, and then planning for how to help students get caught up.
You're talking about the students they're teaching?
Yes, the students that they're teaching in their classroom. So they'll be working with their cooperating teacher to gather that data. So they're learning how a teacher has to look at data and what decisions they have to make and how they are helping bring students forward, especially after the pandemic. And now that they're all back face to face, what are our plans for getting them caught up in areas where they have deficits? The year-long residency, they begin when teachers begin, before students even arrive at the school. So they're learning to set up the classroom. They're learning, how do I prepare for all of these students that will be coming in? How do I know who these students are and what their strengths and weaknesses are? How am I already going to be planning differentiation in groups for students before they even get there? Then they learn, what do I do during orientation? How do I meet and talk with parents? How do I meet and talk with kids for the very first time? So they're seeing all of those things that the traditional student teachers don't get to see at all.
I'm Brooke Dunn, and I really wanted to do the year long because I just wanted to give me more confidence. I didn't think that like 7 weeks at one place and 7 weeks at another would like make me feel very confident and comfortable in what I was doing, because I want to be like a professional and to know what I'm doing and to know how to even just like set up a room and put in place the rules and policies that you do like at the beginning of the year, like the first week. I wanted to be able to do that because there's only so much I can really teach you in the classroom here at Shepherd. And then the same thing with like tearing down and, you know, like graduating students and what happens if you have to like keep a student back, like everything that goes into it, just all the little things. And I want to join the Peace Corps after I graduate, which is like kind of full force, like throwing you in there at teaching and even teaching other teachers how to teach. So I just wanted to be confident in what I was doing when I graduate.
My name is Andrea Mitchell, and I wanted to do this experience because it gave me more experience in the classroom. Every time I've gone into the field through a college program, the school's classroom and the community with it built within that classroom has already been built. And I was always wondering, like, how did you get these kids to listen to you and follow directions and come in immediately and do what they're supposed to do? Like, how did you set that up? And teachers are like, just takes time. I'm like, but how? Like, so by setting up the classroom, I've realized that my expectations that I had for a classroom and how long it would even take are not realistic. And so I've learned a lot just in the first 3 weeks of this program.